Introduction. My life was pretty average until I had an accident at 19 years of age, only 3 days after my wedding, which left me paralyzed. 5 children later, that marriage ended and my life as a handicapped single mother of 5 began. By the grace of God, I was able to overcome the hardships of my disability and follow the opportunities God placed in my path. My greatest blessing of all was the opportunity to fall in love again when God brought my precious husband, Mark, into my life. Our blended family of 7 children miraculously became determined to team up and make it work, and they did. Eventually, with Mark's unfailing support, I started my own business in 2004 called Ayudale Home Care Plus in Michigan, helping the elderly and physically challenged with their activities of daily life at home. God has also given me the opportunity to promote my faith and my business on my own radio program called His Ability. The focus of this program is always on God's ability to make our lives useful, even through hardships we may suffer, such as living with a disability. But my handicap experience is not the most important subject of my life. I have had some valuable experiences in my Christian walk that I feel compelled to share with the world. The subject of legalism in the church is the one I wrote about in this book. At about 9 years of age, I had a true born-again experience, and my first years of knowing Christ were charismatic and exciting. The gifts of the Holy Spirit and the power of prayer flowed freely in my life. Years later, however, legalism gradually crept into my life, or perhaps it was there from the beginning and finally reared its ugly head. But thankfully, that is not the end of the story. That which Satan meant for evil, God is using for good as I draw from the early mistakes in my life as a Christian to write this book. And by sharing the inspirational revelations I received about these mistakes, I hope to improve the Church of Christianity as it exists today. At last, I believe the enemy's plan of defeat for my life has finally been nullified by this book. The evil physical disability and the divorce I have endured have not been enough to destroy God's plan for me in ministry. I find it both humorous and satisfying that the message in this book has zero focus on the annoying obstacle that has been trying to keep me down for 24 years, a spinal cord injury. I laugh in victory over it as I introduce this powerful book to the world. Ha! Jesus revealed much to me about the Christian walk through experiences and personal revelation, and now I'm sharing them with everyone who will listen. It seems to me now that this book was his plan for my life from the beginning, and I've finally reached the first marker in the race I'm running. When a woman gives birth, all the labor pains seem to be forgotten as she holds her child for the first time. As a mother of 5, I would say publishing a book with a spiritual purpose is like giving birth. God talks to his people, and I'm here to tell you what he told me through this book. I'm finally walking in victory spiritually and just about to walk out of my wheelchair physically. My husband and I enjoyed writing this book together, and we believe that ministry is in God's plan for us. We take this calling seriously, and we eagerly await the manifestation of my complete healing. God communicates with his people today through prophecy, dreams, visions, and words of knowledge. And through these types of gifts in countless people, Mark and I have been told over and over again that I will be walking and even dancing again soon. Habakkuk 2:3 says, "For yet the vision is for a season, and it breatheth for the end, and doth not lie. If it tarry, wait for it, for surely it cometh. It is not late.